From the refurbished Metropole Hotel in Old Hanoi, it takes 20 minutes by open-air cyclopus past the Ho Chi Minh Mausoleum to reach the ranch, the dusty compound of the USMIA mission. I'm Bill Cooper, and this is Vietnam Now. 2,259 Americans are listed as missing in action. It's here the search is coordinated. Live POW reports pass through here as well. So far, all have been bogus, says Casualty Resolution Supervisor Gary Flanagan. What about the Soviet document unearthed recently, the one saying the Vietnamese held more POWs than officially acknowledged?
I've read the document in English, and I have not seen the Russian document. I do not know, nor do I believe, that the Vietnamese version of the document exists. There are just too many inconsistencies.
I heard the Russian ambassador to Vietnam say, quote, our man in Havana may have had a hand in it. In my next report, the U.S. wants a full accounting. The Vietnamese want a lifting of economic sanctions. Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. The Vietnamese have something the U.S. wants, information about MIAs and POWs. The U.S. has something the Vietnamese want, the power to lift the economic embargo. I'm Bill Cooper, and this is Vietnam Now. Gary Flanagan helps run the USMIA office in Hanoi. Are the Vietnamese holding back?
The one thing that we have in common is family. And the strongest cultural and social entity in Vietnam is family. It supersedes politics, it supersedes war, it supersedes everything else. And these people are concerned because they have MIAs also.
The Vietnamese say they have 300,000 MIAs. The official tally for U.S. MIAs, 2,259.
We've got years worth of sites to excavate now.
How long?
General Vesey stated that he believed anywhere from 5 to 20 years.
Flanagan is willing to stay with it.
And as long as I feel like I'm making a positive step toward helping even one case become resolved, then I'll stick around.
Next, I talk with a key U.S. senator about lifting the embargo. Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. A U.S. congressional delegation was in Hanoi, and there was a breakthrough in talks with the Vietnamese. So, I took my cyclopus to catch up. I'm Bill Cooper, and this is Vietnam Now. The breakthrough, the establishment of a joint documentation center where POW-MIA information from both sides can be correlated. U.S. Senator John Kerry heads the delegation.
Do you believe the Vietnamese will be more accountable as a result of this trip?
Yes, not only do I believe they will be, they have been more accountable during this trip.
The Joint Document Center?
They have provided us documents, and we have the Joint Document Center. They committed today that documents will continue to flow.
Kerry believes the Vietnamese are not holding back.
And they obviously aren't going to expose themselves to our possibly saying, well, you said there'd be some and there aren't. So I'm confident that this is going to continue to move forward.
In my next report, Senator Kerry links the MIA issue to lifting of economic sanctions. Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. Vietnam is not a beggar nation. Literacy is higher than the U.S. It's 71 million people, a disciplined, competitive workforce who made Vietnam's foreign trade soar from $1 billion in 1989 to $5 billion last year. I'm Bill Cooper, and this is Vietnam Now. U.S. Senator John Kerry heads the recent U.S. delegation to Hanoi to assess progress on MIAs, lifting the U.S. embargo too obvious an undercurrent. We talked at Hanoi's Metropole Hotel.
Should the president let the embargo expire in September?
We're not here to talk about or deal with or think about the embargo. That's not what we're here for. We're here to press the cause of POW accountability.
But we're not here to do that. The decision will probably be made in large part on what information you're able to bring here about how forthcoming.
Well, obviously the information is linked to the decisions. We all know that, and I'm not going to pretend it isn't. But we're pressing it to the maximum, and we'll know when we're at the maximum. When we're at the maximum, then clearly decisions will be made.
My next report, U.S. Vietnam vets extend a comrade-in-arms hand to Hanoi. Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. In the recent U.S. congressional delegation to Hanoi, some U.S. Vietnam veterans organizations. I'm Bill Cooper, and this is Vietnam Now. The search for MIAs on both sides. Vietnam Vets of America's Jim Brzee told his Vietnamese counterparts he would help establish a vets-to-vets exchange of information on the U.S.'s 2,259 MIAs, on Vietnam's 300,000 MIAs.
Part of the healing process is accountability. We continue with our demand for a full accounting of our POW MIAs. But quite frankly, I think a lot of the information that can be gathered to resolve that can come from individual veterans, from their side. And if we want them to give us that information, then we should be prepared to likewise give them any information that we have.
The Vietnamese were speechless at Brzee's offer.
Every single individual is important, no matter how few or many there may be. It's not a matter of numbers, it's a matter that it comes down to individual families.
My next report, how the joint effort at finding MIAs will actually work. Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. The U.S. congressional delegation to Vietnam believes the just-established Joint Document Center for MIAs is a breakthrough. I'm Bill Cooper, and this is Vietnam Now. Governments tend to jealously guard documents, particularly those related to national defense. Success for the Joint Document Center will depend on how forthcoming both sides are. Gary Flanagan of the U.S. MIA mission to Hanoi.
It took us 20 years to come up with all these guys missing in action. We can't expect to account for them all in a short period of time.
It'll work like this. The U.S. will have deeper access to Vietnamese archives from the war to find evidence, say, of extra rations for POWs in an NVA unit heading home up the Ho Chi Minh Trail. U.S. archives can then be tapped to see if B-52s pounded that unit as it moved north, possibly turning POWs into MIAs, or, once confirmed, KIAs. Friendly fire. My next report, Saigon. Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. There's an economic revolution underway in Saigon. It's presided over by communists in the north. I'm Bill Cooper, and this is Vietnam Now. Saigon is crowded, bustling, and dirty, but vibrant, as I remember it from the 60s. Some U.S. companies getting a head start, cutting deals to go into effect as soon as the U.S. embargo is lifted, possibly as soon as September. Americans in waiting at a party on a hot and humid Friday night, trading rumors about the end of the embargo.
They've been sort of stagnant for such a long time that even the most communist of people here are very keen to switch to the market economy.
The embargo will be lifted, that's for sure. I'm waiting for reasonable business contacts and reasonable opportunities for Americans.
This is a great place to be. It's one of those places in the world where things are really happening right now. Not to mention that Americans have a romantic vision of Vietnam, Saigon especially.
Since market reforms, Doi Moi, began in 1986, inflation now holding at 18%, tax collections up 82%, the currency stable, a stock market in the works, all this with ballpoint pen and carbon paper technology. My next report, the Orange County Connection. Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. Expatriate Vietnamese are welcome to return to their homeland, but are treated with suspicion. I'm Bill Cooper, and this is Vietnam Now. Boat people are coming home, and they have money in their pockets, some through UN repatriation. Others, expats who live in the United States or France, they bring their savings.
There are Vietnamese in the communities in diaspora who are publicly against the lifting of the embargo, publicly against investment and tourism in Vietnam. And the reason they're against it is because they're quietly over here making their own deals.
An American, a repatriation officer stationed in Saigon, his Vietnamese wife adds,
sure, if the Vietnamese in Vietnam are accepting them easily or trusting them easily.
There is a story circulating in Saigon that former South Vietnamese Premier Nguyen Cao Ky has asked to return, with the proviso he be treated as a former head of state. The government has declined. My next report, the Buddhists and old Rolex watches. Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. Good morning, Vietnam! This Buddhist funeral music outside my window woke me one morning at dawn. The mourners in white had spent the night fending off evil spirits, and this, the last gasp before burying the 82-year-old grandmother. I'm Bill Cooper, and this is Vietnam Now. Religion, strong in Vietnam. Roughly 80% are Buddhist, the rest Catholic. A Buddhist uprising in Hue reported by the government with ridicule, not unlike the old South Vietnamese government. Devout Catholics viewed with distrust by the government, too. Religious freedom on paper, practicing it by protest, can get you in trouble. The emerging faith in the dollar, a safer bet. On the flip side, speaking of dollars, distrust, trouble in faith, if you go to Vietnam pursuing the rumor, you can buy a GI's cast-off, now vintage Rolex watch. Listen to David at the Q Bar near Trudeau Street.
If you like fake Rolexes, they're quite good ones, because instead of being Rolexes that are fake to look like new Rolexes, the Rolexes are fake to look like old Rolexes. So they're quite charming, but you must realize they're fake.
My next report, the personal thoughts of returning Vietnam veterans. I'm Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. The Vietnamese song about love lost in war. I'm Bill Cooper, and this is Vietnam Now. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I came back to Vietnam to rediscover the beauty I'd seen maimed by war and to bury my ghosts. In Da Nang, where I'd been stationed in psychological warfare for 18 months, I found my billet had been transformed into a printing plant for a government newspaper. Life goes on, with irony. But let me tell you about another Vietnam vet I bumped into in Da Nang, easy to spot. He wore a U.S. Army War College t-shirt, carried a backpack. A Special Forces colonel, still on active duty, who comes to Vietnam frequently as a tourist to visit his old fire bases. Village elders call him a ghost. The 50-year-old colonel tells me the war is a part of his life he wants to keep alive. Vietnam, I've found, can get along without either of us. The one who exhumes his ghosts, the one who tries to exorcise them. But it needs people who care, to help. The humanitarians and the entrepreneurs. Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98.
A skyline as we know it in L.A. is emerging here. Tall hotels and office buildings are sprouting amid the colonial and Vietnamese low-level buildings. To map the changes, you can go to a musty-smelling bookshop in an alleyway just north of where I'm staying, an alleyway behind a cafe called Gerval, where they make the best baguettes east of the Suez. Inside the bookshop, you'll find an old lady with a hoard of very old maps. I found a vintage French street map, 1950, showing the streets, the rues, a typically French layout with traffic circles and wide boulevards like spokes on a wheel. The street names are all different now, and the traffic far more congested. But it's in the alleyways where nothing seems to change here. In Ho Chi Minh City, Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. An orphanage in Vietnam, subsidized by the state, still needs private gifts to get by. I'm Bill Cooper at Phu My Orphanage in Saigon. Nearly 200 small children live here, cared for by Catholic nuns at this state-run orphanage. The state pays $25 a month per child, social worker Yvonne Duarte.
And so, of course, this is not enough because we spend about now $40 per month per kid.
So you need to come up with a difference.
Yes.
They do it with donations from visitors, Vietnamese expatriates returning to help, and others. The big need, an industrial-sized washer for 1,200 diapers they go through each day. In Saigon, Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. The Communist Party chief, in anticipation of the Eighth Party Congress in June, is stressing the state, which directly controls one quarter of the economy, will tighten that grip. The idea? To develop socialism using a capitalist toolkit. This word comes as unemployment is said to be at about 30% and a state budget deficit is growing. The trouble is, many state firms lose money and need public subsidies, and the prospect of tighter controls on other sectors could frighten away foreign investment. Stay tuned. I'm going to the foreign ministry for some answers. In Ho Chi Minh City, Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. The party line on Twilight Zone economics in Vietnam. I'm Bill Cooper. A source in the foreign ministry here, who has a large Persian rug in his office, has briefed me on the party line about state control of a market economy. Some will get rich first, he says. The government must exert control over one quarter of the economy, let other sectors compete, and thus, using capitalist tools and techniques, create a socialist state. As for political liberties in this one-party environment, that may come in time, he says. The nation's needs now are economic, not political. He explains, the burden of history, from feudalism to colonialism to a war of liberation, make the powers that be open to suggestions, but very cautious. The party line. In Ho Chi Minh City, Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. A revolutionary founder of modern Vietnam has reservations about the rush to a market economy. I'm Bill Cooper. Dr. Dung Quyen Hoa is Paris-educated, spent 7 years in the jungle treating guerrilla fighters, became health minister in the provisional government, then came liberation. She quit the party in 79. Her pedigree is such that the powers that be let her speak.
The Vietnam today, it is increasing materially, but it is decreasing morally.
She says the move to create a market economy on a socialist infrastructure with capitalist management led by the party is utopian, or, in another word, stupid. In Ho Chi Minh City, Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. From Saigon to Hanoi, big weather changes. I'm Bill Cooper. Saigon was humid, 89 degrees. Hanoi, humid but overcast, drizzling, and only 60 degrees, cold. The 45-minute ride from the airport showed me people in woolen scarves, hats, and trench coats. Saigon was short sleeves and khakis. By 6 in the evening, I'm walking the streets looking for a haberdasher. I find a street vendor, jackets, scarves, hats. I'm over 40 and like the French berets you see on the men my age here, so haggling from 10 to 7 to 5 to $4, I find a woolen black beret and a matching scarf. Combined with my mustache, buttoned bush jacket, a passing Siklo driver calls me Saddam Hussein. Blending in. We both laugh. In Hanoi, Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. A retired Israeli tank commander drives to Vietnam from Germany. I'm Bill Cooper in Hanoi. General Yosef Ben-Hanan and his group have specially equipped diesel-powered flybys and have been following Marco Polo's Silk Route from Germany through southern and eastern Europe into Turkey, southern Russia, and into China. 8 months of bad roads and good ones.
We think that sometime in the summer of 96 we'll get to Bombay, India, and that will be the end of our project.
Some repairs first here in Hanoi. You see the alarm system is shorting out the lead vehicle, so some wiring needs attention. In Hanoi, Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. Outside this imposing granite and marble tribute is a small coffee stand where you are serenaded by traditional folk musicians. This is where you come after seeing Ho Chi Minh, who died in 1969. They've preserved him well these 27 years. Thousands come here. They close for 2 months each year to work on the body, a team of 20 scientists. A Russian tourist tells me Lenin, the father of that nation's revolution, is better preserved in Moscow. Doesn't look so waxy, he says. You know, Ho didn't want this. In 1989, his secretary told the world Ho stipulated in his will he wanted to be cremated. But it was not to be. In Hanoi, Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98. Searching for America's missing in action near Hanoi, I'm Bill Cooper. It was 4 in the morning that day in 1972 when this B-52 was hit by a SAM missile after delivering its payload on the Capitol, part of Operation Linebacker. 4 aboard ejected, 2 did not. Now the site, a vegetable field, is an archaeological dig. Captain Mark Keene is in charge.
What we're doing is excavating a fish pond that was created by the crater from the initial crash and then salvage operations pursuant to the crash.
More than 20 human bones have been found so far and lots of wreckage. A uniform fragment, a burned boot sole, positive ID at the lab in Hawaii. 20 miles outside Hanoi, Bill Cooper, KFWB News 98.